بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Nowadays, you notice that people pay a lot of attention. It's good, but that's not sufficient. Was did not make a lot of zikr, did not of Guru Sharif, did not of Quran Sharif, Fazail also, very good, Alhamdulillah. But that's not sufficient. That's not sufficient. Because if you look at it, that a man for so many years is making zikr, is in Quran also, in nafil namaz too, is being in the company of the pious too. But when it comes to his actions, there's no difference at all. For years, being in the company of the pious, everything. But why is it that they don't show importance to us, their actions? The action is still the same. That if you see a person being so, making all the ibadat, but yet he's got so much anger in him. Anger? He has it all the time. Or yet he's so vulgar with language. Yet you see in some company of the pious, you'll be surprised, you know, that people have been so close to so many great people. But it did not make any difference in their actions. They used their hands the wrong way to cause harm to everyone. So what is the reason for that? The reason is only one thing. Is that one is not prepared to improve himself. You have to learn to improve yourself. And it's so sad that we want the easy road. The easy road. If a person got this habit of being angry all the time and using anger in the wrong places, if someone had to tell him that, why don't you get improved? He would say, that's my habit now. That's my habit. My father did it, so I'm doing it. That's not a good answer for Allah Ta'ala. Secondly, is this much that we all want to go to Allah Ta'ala with a perfect iman. Perfect iman. The iman Allah gave us the time we came to this world. The child came to the world with pure. Now, the same Mahadat was saying, we must go back to Allah Ta'ala when we leave this world, that iman must be the same. Now, who is really working towards putting that iman to make it pure? You are doing all the things, you're reading namaz, everything, but your iman is still there. Not getting strong at all. In other words, there's still the impurity there because of your actions. And you know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know what he did not show us? You know, if we do acting, we become very sincere. Today they don't want sincere. You don't know why that person coming sitting by your tomb. Mahadur said one place, one time, you know, it's frightening. He said, Shaz on Nadir koi aadmi mil jaye. Maybe you'll get someone who's really interested in doing proof. In other words, when you get that inclination of improving, that inclination is supposed to be respected. For example, you've got the inclination that you don't want to commit the sin, you are fortunate that inclination came into you. Now, if that inclination came into you and you don't abide to that inclination, then you are being disrespectful. That's why you find you're not improving at all. You're no improvement at all. When you sit in the company of the pious, you become pious. When you sit in the company of those people, you become like them. You are not firm in whatever you're doing. There's no steadfastness in you. You want to keep this person happy and you keep this person happy. And in that what happens, your akhlaq, which is the most important thing, you are damaging it. You damage it.
النبي كريم المسلم وانزلنا المسلمون من لسانه. No, this hadith is something if a person only acts on this one hadith of Nabi Karim, so only one this hadith of this, the door of Jannah is open for him. With perfect iman. Because he really read namaz only five times. He may not do all the other things so much. He may not make so much of zikr. He may not read so much of durood sharif. But his action is so great, so perfect, that from my side I must make sure I must not cause any harm in him. If you want, you and I can only get that quality for us. This is the complete way of life. One's life revolves in this hadith. A student in the madrasa, the same thing this hadith revolves in. A husband at home, the same thing the hadith revolves. A person at work, this hadith is sufficient to revolve in the thing that this person, how he has to be at work, how with people. In other words, the mass, true mass, everything, this hadith is sufficient. This hadith is that how do you speak and how your hands will be used. And as they say, this is a complete, you know, for a person to lead a life of social, yes, you cannot get this by following this hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That not to cause harm to one another with the tongue, with the hand. Not to cause. You have to be so conscious that not to cause harm to anyone the hand. Very conscious. Because the consciousness must come when a person making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qawm of Allah ta'ala must be so much strong in you that it becomes so strong that when you're doing any action, you're thinking that this action must be Allah is happy or not. If that effect is not there with the person making zikr, then what's the benefit of this? The benefit of zikr is to bring about Allah's presence in you all the time, 24 hours. That whatever you're doing, when you're speaking also, you're careful, I must not, my hand also, I must make sure I'm not hitting you. I'm not cause harm, my tongue, anything. I'm not saying anything wrong. That until and don't get those qualities, what's the benefit? Many people you find, that they may not be doing zikr so much, they did in a five time namaz, but their quality got this quality. They have to be praised. They have to be praised. They may not have those things, but they have been praised. And the Imam must know something, that sometimes these people surpass that person who had the quality of namaz, but he did not have the quality of good akhlaq. He goes behind the other. He surpasses the jannah. You know, one hadith is, when a person, when he has bad qualities in him, but he's doing good acts, there's a way between him and Allah Ta'ala. There's a way between him and Allah. So all the things he's doing, but that veil will only open when the time is akhlaq is good. If the akhlaq is not right, Allah Ta'ala will not open the veil for him and him. So it's a small thing. It's a very big thing. So yet we today we do not have this quality of. First of all, we use our hand to hit the right thing. Because you got your hand to hit someone, you know you are stronger than him, use your hand. You injure the person. You hit the person. Because you got the means to do it. But failing to realize what's going to be the outcome. What's going to be? You use your hand. The ustad used the hand on the child. But if you any time think to yourself that you know I hit the child, did I hit the right person? Not. But the Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, his ustad, Shaykh Muhammad Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he came to meet him after he qualified, the ustad told me, Maafi chahta aapse. I'm asking Maafi. He said, what are you telling me? What are you telling me? You hit me for my own benefit. He said, no, better, I must have hitting you somewhere more than what I'm supposed to. He still would try to tell the ustad, and I said, koi baat, if you have had the right to be. Jab tak tum maafi na kare, mai tumko. That is what they call you, you know, humility. Did you any time you hit your wife? You use your hand, did every time ask maafi? Never ask maafi one time too. You don't realize that you used your hand on her. You may have used your hand on someone else too. And you have done that if you ask for maafi. Yet, Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah, he should say, Abhijan,
ये माफी चाहता है आपसे समाज को.
Today when we call this advice, why sorry, you thinking that you should sit on the head? But no one sits on the head. Do you come to know the Qiyamah? That you cause all the harm to them, you hit them, you do all kind of things. And yet you do namaz. You do zikr, everything you're doing. But this is the condition that you hit your wife. You hit your own child. Sometimes you hit your child if you realize I hit him for nothing. I hit him for nothing. Now they say, you know, when your parents and all, you ask for mercy. But your worker, you don't ask for mercy. But you keep him happy. Because if you tell your worker, you say by mistake, you told him something, you scolded him and all that stuff, he was not supposed to. And then you go and tell him, forgive me, then he sits from the head. Yes, but what you can do is give him a nice gift or something, keep him happy. So everything got its own place, how to do it. But what I'm trying to say to you is we are not improving. We are not improving at all. We because why you don't mind our own business? We mind other people's business. Now if you hear something happening outside, what is your business with that? You worry about yourself. Because you don't know how to save the situation. Yes, you have to know how to save the situation in something else. But if you don't know how to save the situation, why do you fall into it? First of all, think having a talk. You want to tell a person he's wearing his pants below his ankle, if you don't know how to say it, why tell it to him? If you don't know how to hear a person give a good advice, why don't you think before, let me think before I speak to this person? I know certain people, you tell a person in a mosque, the person who's so harshly, he never came back to the masjid again. So why? So you do not realize that you don't know that this tongue of ours is something we cause so much harm to. So what is the reason for it? What is the benefit of that? Nabi Karim told us these two things if you can put it right. You got everything. You got it. How many people we have caused harm with our tongue if we have market to them? Because after, in here we got hurt. So how the tongue you have the mother saying? This why we use our hand on people. We use our tongue on people. And the worst thing is that the believer, backbiting. Backbiting is something very common. You backbite of this person, backbite that person. And look, the sad part of it, with all the zikr that you're making, with all the tilawat of the Quran you're making, at the time of making zikr, the person making ghibat, you know he's making ghibat, you have no shame because you still can't carry on talking. What is the benefit of the Quran, the effect of Quran? What's the effect of the durusha you read? You're supposed to tell him, why do not talk about it. Our great saints, when they speak to what Hazrat, that person spoke to you about you like this, they should say, they are better than you, they spoke behind you, behind me, you speak Yahan Prabhupada. Hajjim Dabul Rasulullah, one person told him, Hazrat, one person told about you, he said, he is better than you, then he spoke behind me, you Prabhupada. They should immediately stop the person. This is what you call the effect of a zikr. The effect of zikr is the God called Allah Ta'ala. At the moment a person says something, immediately you become unconscious, do not speak. My husband myself himself to say to you, kya ye ghibat nahi hai? How nice did you say? Immediately stop him. That husband is the husband of someone else. So soft you, kya ye ghibat nahi hai? Immediately stop him. But we are this kind of namaz, we do everything. The time of we were backbiting. Do not know, don't you know that backbiting is so no? One thing that's a very big sin, al ghibat wa ashratu min az-zina. And especially when the person comes to know about it, then what happens? Go worse. So Mahasa is saying that these are the things that's happening today. That the time has come now that you find that there's no such thing as respect left for. There's no respect. Log laila padte rehte, he says. Laila padte rehte. They will be all the laila. They'll be making a zikr, meaning they're making zikr padte rehte. Lekin uske saath saath bolo ka bilkul adab nahi hai. They find the people, they don't respect the big people, mean the elders. The elders mean your own family elders. We're not talking outsiders. You suppose you not, if you become an alim, does not mean, you know what I mean, you want the elders to call you alim. That person who is an alim and they expect the people, the family, to brothers or cousins or uncle, whatever, to call you alim, because you grew up in front of them. You grew up in front of them. Your auntie will call you Abdullah. Your brother will call you, so what? You must get happy. That's my auntie, that is. Now she calls you Maulana, that's her business. But when she calls you your name, that at that time will be very happy.
Grew up in front of me. Now you take my name, why are you taking my name? Likewise, others outside too, when they take all your name of that kind, what are you supposed to do? Hey, I'm not Hafiza. So what's the meaning of that? The meaning of it is this matter, because Hamananda, you have got Shukkatinas. We haven't got it. The pride is there. The pride that overtakes this thing here. So Mahadra is saying that the Baro is bilkul adab nahi hai. Aur choto ke bilkul shafqat nahi hai. On elders you got no respect. And on the young ones you got no kindness. You don't show any kindness anymore. And today in this time it's so important that there's so much of fitna around. We have to show so much of kindness to our children. Keep them more close to us. Somehow they must be saved from all this haram that's taking place outside. Instead of doing that, what are we doing? We are going to that extent that we're causing so much of harm for youngsters that we're making them run out of the house. Exactly what's happening. Making them run out of the house. So where are we going to? What is the benefit to that? Especially in this time, you must know one thing that we have to now try to improve our homes. Improve our homes. Be more good to our family. More kind to our children. Become more close to them. Hazrat Hadith says, you know, Laila Fertility. Lekin bilkul kithe rudhe chote padne. There's no sympathy and kindness to anyone. No respect to elders. To show any kind. And Hazrat says, first, Jane ko. Father has no say anymore. The father got no say anymore. The son will not even show respect to the father too. What he says? That they do not even show respect to the fathers, they do not show respect to the early, they do not show respect to the youngsters too. And he said nicely this much, you do not rely on anyone. And remember the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who showed disrespect to the elders and not show kindness to the young ones and show disrespect to the alim of that time, they are not from me. They are not from me. Who said that? Rasulullah said. Now you can imagine for yourself that this hadith is not a small hadith. It's a hadith to ponder upon. That those people, how much of respect they are showing the parents, how much of kindness they are showing the young ones. If they are still showing the kindness, they respect the ulama or not. You can see for yourself. You can see for yourself. But the most important thing, why don't you show respect to your parents? Respect to your parents is very important. Then respect your sheikh. You can respect your ustad, but not respect your parents. Your parents tell you to do this, a ustad can do this, you have to listen to your parents. If your mother tells you to do this, the father's position comes after the mother. If the mother wants something to be done, which is correct, and the father says, don't do it, the son must do it still. So the mother comes first. So Nabi Karim Sallam made it clear. He asked him, who's haq? He said, your mother. Again, your mother. Again, three times, and then he said, father. To show the respect of the mother, who is showing respect to that person who only looks at his mother's face with muhabbat, is like Krishna Haji Aswad. Just imagine, and today, who are we today? We showed so much respect to our mothers. We don't show any kind of that same mother, you know, they say that how important the same mother, when you're in the stomach, what is not good? So much of taklif she underwent, that one person making dawa for his mother on his head and running making dawa. So one person said, what are you doing? She said, no, I'm making haqqada. So what haqqada are you talking about? That pain, that one kick she gave you on the time in the stomach, when you were in the stomach and you gave a kick, that pain she said, you cannot fulfill that heart. What are you talking about? Today we are in this position that because we haven't got a love for the respect for the elders, we have a respect for our parents. We're reading namaz, we're doing everything. I will never forget certain incidents like in the past. A mother comes to me, comes to us and tells us, my son is going to drown me. Drown me. Say, boy, what do you mean by that? He actually drowning. We tell him, call the police. Don't call the police. Don't call the police. One side, you doing this, the mother says, don't call the police. Where you can get that?
The same mother who was crying for you whole night. The same mother who made dua for you that today you're in this position. Don't be under an impression that because someone has a dua, they're in this position. It's because their mother and father's duas. Today you are in this condition, but how you treated them? You treated them in that condition that you, Allah Ta'ala is looking also. Allah. Mother will always be, you know, my husband always says, when a person goes through the journey, when he comes back, then I won't say the wife. The wife will say, what you brought for me? First thing, what you brought for me? What gift? What the mother will say? Hanataya. And then eat food. And if that food is in front, my husband said, that food is in front, if that's the last food go, she'll tell better you eat. She'll give that food away. How many of us show respect to our mother and mothers? We are sitting here, ask ourselves this question, how much? You bang the door and go away. You scold and go away. She wakes you up for salah, you scold her. She wakes you up to go to madrasa, you scold her. She gives you food, everything. I'm getting calls every day, Mona. The mothers are complaining. What we do not do for our children? They only say one word, Mona. They're all back chat. All back chat. You think the mothers don't take feel test? They got feeling too. So why? The reason is because of this, they got no respect. We don't, we take them for granted. Look at others got no mother. Look at others got no father. What are they going to? This is the reason why I'm saying that Nabi Karim says your social life, you have to improve on that. What's the use, you know, you bang the door and come to the masjid and sit down and you hurt your mother? What's the use, you bang the door, you hurt your wife and came in and sit in the masjid and put your tasbih? You put in the tasbih very happy, but you hurt someone's feeling. What's the use, you go and cause harm to her and then you go to the house to eat food and she sits there to tear out? Yes, she still give you food. She didn't forget you. What do you do for that? So in other words, we have to understand that our way of life is, you can read zikr. No one saying, mashallah, make a lot of zikr. You can read Quran, mashallah, read Quran. Do everything. Fazail. But this is more important. This is more important than your akhlaq. If you do not put your akhlaq right, your iman is not perfect. And what I just heard yesterday, I was listening to Hazrat Madlis, and you were saying this much. Get, you must think like that you, how you came this world, not that, something like you said, if you are pure when you came with your iman, you must think now when you're leaving this world, you must try to go with a pure iman. Your iman will be pure. And the iman can be pure, not with this only. The iman is pure to all that razaid, you know, that hasad for people, the malice you have for people, the pride that you have in you, the arrogance that you have, because why did you speak with your mother in that way? Because of pride. Why did you speak to your wife in that condition? Because of pride. Why did you hit the other person with the hand? Because of pride. Everything goes to arrogance and pride. That was not supposed to be in you at all. That's also supposed to be. Are you going with all that condition, all that muck with you and all that filth with you to leave this world with that? No, we're not supposed to. We all must think, we must take it all out of us. Whether our eyes are the sin of the eyes, whether sin of anything, we must take it out of us. And think to ourselves that this is what we are supposed to do. Then let us improve our iman. Do not worry about other people's iman. Worry about your own iman. Put your iman right, your akhlaq right. And the only way you can do is to take stock of oneself. Who's taking stock of oneself? At the end of the day, when that person sleeps, he's thinking of the cell phone. He's taking stock of the cell phone. So how many messages I've got to restore, answer. And what are things they have to do? Never did he think to realize that this is my million mass night to night. I may not wake up next morning. Did you take stock of yourself? No one really has a thing like this, that this is my last night. No one realized that this is my last namaz today. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you know, when you perform salah, think to yourself this is the last namaz. Thereafter you do not know whether you get lost. That's why they say when you make namaz, you must think your last namaz means Malak al-Maut can you take my ruh away. When Malak al-Maut can take a ruh away, how is that? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi mentioned this thing. He said, when you think you need namaz and ruh is coming out of you, how kind of namaz will be? Like when you go to sleep to hasibu qabla an tuhasab. Take stock of yourself. Take what I've done for this one. How much I've harmed across the people. Let me tawbah for this. Let me ask a few. Remember one thing. Do not feel shy to ask forgiveness. Because if you feel shy to ask forgiveness, then you will get something else. Here you may, you know, pass it. Then you will be disgraced from everyone, the whole world. Who want to be disgraced from everyone? So rather ask for forgiveness here. There Allah will forgive you. So the majlis is all about, by alhamdulillah, make your zikr, read Guru Sharif. Most important, it's very important, the akhlaq. Put your akhlaq right. The bad habits that we got in us, our hands, do not use. Remember this hadith. Whenever you use the hand of someone, remember this hadith. Nabi Karim says, a Muslim is healed, a next Muslim is protected from his hand, harm of his hand and his tongue. Then when you think of saying something to, be careful, hey, I cannot use vulgar language. I cannot swear him, I cannot hurt him. If you do not hurt a next Muslim, then Allah will not hurt you too. So this quality must come into us. Until Allah this quality does not come into us, we are not, we are all lost. We are all lost. Who tell me from here, how many of us have used our tongue rightly today? How many of us have used our hand in the wrong places today? I don't have to tell you. You yourself will know. If you have done that, you have to ask for forgiveness. You know, one person, in the time of Hazrat Munshi Gangui Rahmatullahi, one person accused one person of stealing, and the person hit him very badly. So that person knew nothing. He said, let me go to Munshi Gangui Rahmatullahi, and he put his case for Hazrat. This is what happened. And he was not guilty to it. He hit him very badly. So Hazrat Munshi Gangui said that, well, he'll be answerable, Allah Ta'ala, for that. Because he can't do nothing here. You know how we today, we hit that fellow, what can he do? What can he do? What can he do? That's how we talk. We hit that fellow, what can he do? David comes to know, what can he do? So Hazrat Munshi Gangui told him, he'll come to know. That person was a pious person too. He came running through Hazrat Munshi Gangui Rahmatullah. And knocking at the door, he said, the dog has come to ask for forgiveness. Because he realized himself that he was worse than a dog. When a person takes himself worse than a dog, what a sin I've committed, I'm worse than a dog. He said, what is it? He says, this is what happened. He says, when he asked for forgiveness, he made sure he made his khidmat also. Why I hit him? Somehow must keep me happy. Somehow, today your wife, you hit her, how did you keep her happy? You gave her a blue eye. You gave her a blue eye. You hit her so badly, she can't know at least, you know where to go. You every time you try to keep her happy. You gave her something to give her to keep her happy, then it was guilty hoga. Some husbands, they do not even say that I'm sorry. The wife tell me, my husband never told me a lie, please forgive me, I made a mistake. And I mentioned earlier, my husband should tell this much. So I hope inshallah this majlis will help all of us and let us improve on our lives. Make our akhlaq good. And then you see inshallah how Allah will come into us and we become better Muslims too. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجرنا من فتن الدنيا وعذاب الاخره. فاطر السماوات وانت ولي في الدنيا والاخره. توفني مسلما بحق الصالحين. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.